Death is an issue few people want to talk about. One Central Ohio woman wants to change that. Lizzie Miles is hosting what's believed to be the first Death Cafe in the United States tomorrow night in Westerville. Spaces for the event have already been closed, so Miles is taking reservations for another cafe August 23rd in Columbus. She talks about the idea with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles.
A Death Cafe is a pop-up event where strangers get together to talk about death and have tea and yummy desserts.
What do people do at these death cafes? Are these terminally ill people who come to talk about death, or is it just anyone, or how does this work?
It is open to the entire community, and one of the principles of the Death Cafe is there's no ideology. So you can come if you are worried about your own death. You can come to the Death Cafe if you want to talk about someone who has died and you're grieving, or you could just come if you're just interested in hearing what other people have to say and you haven't formed your own opinion yet. This is the first one in the United States. There have been 17 so far in England in less than a year, so it's become really popular over there.
What made you want to do this, though? This is kind of a strange thing to just say, I want to do death cafes.
Well, I've worked in hospice for several years, and in hospice, we find so many people that even with terminal illnesses have never had the conversation about death with their families. Their families still don't know what they want. They don't know what they themselves want. And with my other hospice colleagues, we all say, well, how can we get people starting to talk about death sooner? And this is my attempt at seeing if opening the conversation to the general community will help people think about death.
Let me try to understand how this operates. You get people together, how to do this, and how does it work?
It really is just an open conversation of what brought you here. We have tea and coffee and cake, and I have cute little cookies that are shaped like tombstones. So there will be food, too. Yeah, that's part of it. That's comfort food, is when you're talking about such a serious topic like death, it's nice to have some cookies and cake along with it.
Miles says two facilitators will help her with the 30 people expected to attend this week. There will also be a death cafe specifically designed for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered community in the coming months. People interested in attending can find more information at deathcafe.com.